I have to admit that whenever I have attended a production of Hamlet, never have I wondered about the sexual relationship between Hamlet's mother Gertrude and her husband's brother Claudius. In Shakespeare's play, it's enough to know Claudius murdered Hamlet's father, the King of Denmark. It was the deed that sets in motion Hamlet's quest for revenge. However, thanks to Gertrude and Claudius, a new play which runs at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Mass. Through August 3rd, I'll probably never again attend a production of Hamlet without thinking of the backstory of their relationship. Gertrude and Claudius is a strange love story about two people who for decades fought their attraction to each other. Finally, in middle age, they surrender to their desires and by so doing, set in motion a series of tragic events that reveal themselves in Shakespeare's play. It's a conundrum that there's absolutely no reason to know the plot of Hamlet to appreciate Gertrude and Claudius. The tale of brotherly rivalry is as old as Cain and Abel. So too is the story about a beautiful queen falling in love with a handsome, adventurous bad boy has been around before Guinevere met Lancelot. However, you have to wonder if the characters in Gertrude and Claudius didn't reappear in Hamlet, would the romance be as interesting? Indeed, while the work is compelling and the acting terrific, especially in the second act, the drama of their love is rarely heeded. But Marc St. Germain did a marvelous job in adapting the novel by John Updike to the stage. Their path to sexual consummation is lacking drama. The on and off nature of their romance makes their love strangely tepid. But tepid does not mean uninteresting. There are many moments between the two that show the inevitability of their destiny and hints at the potential for tragedy. The closing scene of the first act involving a metaphoric falcon is beautiful, tense, and revealing. Throughout, the scenic elements and period costumes are perfect for both time and mood. This is a beautiful production. There is also fun to be had for those who are familiar with the play Hamlet. We meet the melancholy young Dane for a couple of fleeting moments and learn about him through his parents' observation. Two, we see Polonius in a new light and even encounter poor Yurik. But the heart of the play is the relationship between Gertrude and Claudius, which can be frustrating. Perhaps it's knowing what happens once they give in to their desires. Or it might just be that because their passions are always halted and put on hold, that their romance is less than compelling. Actually, as literature, the work's value comes from the study of Gertrude. Kate McCullough offers a mesmerizing portrait of an independent woman who reconciles her desire with her obligations and lives a dutiful life. She's drawn to Claudius, who is worldly, witty, and eloquent. But though the pair are dominated by their mutual attraction, neither act on it. Fortunately, her husband, King Amleth, is a good man. He's caring, honest, and dedicated to being a good ruler. It suggests that he's an indifferent lover who craves the battlefield more than he does being a husband and a father. He lusts for battle, not for his wife. With Hamlet off to college, Hamlet content with ruling his kingdom, and Claudius at Elsmore, Gertrude realizes that time to satisfy her desires has arrived. The two consummate their lust, the king discovers their adultery, and Claudius takes action to have Gertrude for himself and his brother's crown to boot. Everyone should live happily ever after, except for the final scene when the ghost of the king tells his son the facts of his murder. But that's a story for another day, which we all know doesn't end well. Gertrude and Claudius is at Barrington Stage, Pittsfield, Mass. Through August 3rd. For tickets and schedule information, call 413-236-8888 or go to barringtonstageco.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.